Hello and welcome to this episode of Your Financial Planet, a podcast hosted by the Synergy Capital Solutions team. Join us while we share our journey as we navigate life's complexities and provide solutions to reduce the noise around your personal financial situation.
Hello, I'm Synergy's Director of Investments, Eric Nahat, and welcome to our first quarter 2025 recap and second quarter 2025 outlook. We hope that everyone has had a great start to the year. We continue to be thankful for the opportunity to help our clients achieve their goals. This slide graphs the S&P 500 index over the past 6 months, highlighting how major political and economic events have influenced the stock market. Here are the key points. Starting with the big picture, the S&P 500 has experienced increased volatility over the past 6 months. A lot of this movement has been tied to events, ranging from speculation about the Fed's rate cutting cycle to shifts in government and trade policy. Despite the ups and downs, the S&P 500 traded mostly higher from October to mid-February. The rise started shortly after the election as the prospect of tax cuts and deregulation under the incoming Trump administration spurred investor optimism. The rally then slowed in December as the Fed cut interest rates but signaled fewer cuts for 2025. Even so, the S&P 500 ended 2024 strong, posting a second consecutive year of 20% plus gains. The positive momentum continued into early 2025. In January, the S&P 500 gained over 2.5% despite some late month volatility. A Chinese startup released a low-cost AI model, which called into question the growth potential of the artificial intelligence industry. Meanwhile, the new Trump administration began rolling out its policy agenda, focusing on tariffs and reducing government spending. The steady stream of tariff announcements caused market swings, and each pause in tariffs sparked a bit of market relief. When they were reinstated, the market reacted quickly in the other direction. Despite these swings, the S&P 500 reached a new high on February 19th. However, concerns soon returned as the market grew wary of how tariffs and reduced government spending might slow the economy and growth. The S&P 500 traded lower in the first half of March and entered correction territory, defined as a 10% decline or more. Stocks rebounded late in the quarter and recovered some of their losses, but uncertainty remains as the market navigates the new administration and policy changes. The bottom line, headlines, not just company performance and long-term fundamentals, are driving markets right now. This slide highlights a notable shift in the U.S. stock market in early 2025, with company size playing a significant role in shaping performance. The chart on the left compares the price returns of various company sizes. In 2024, the Magnificent Seven stocks delivered an impressive 63% return. The group's strength lifted the broader market, with the S&P 500 gaining 23%. In contrast, the equal weight S&P 500, which gives all companies the same weight regardless of size, gained only 11%. This year, the dynamic has flipped. Instead of lifting the market, the biggest stocks are now dragging it down. The Magnificent Seven has declined by over 15% year-to-date, while the equal-weight S&P 500 is down only 1%. The takeaway? The biggest companies have driven the sell-off this year, while smaller companies have held up better during the sell-off. The scatter plot on the right reinforces this point. It plots the individual S&P 500 companies' 2025 price returns as of March 28, 2025, against their market cap at the start of the year. A clear cluster emerges on the right, which includes the largest companies with market caps over $2 trillion. This cluster, which makes up the majority of the Magnificent Seven, has experienced steep losses of 10 to 20%. In contrast, smaller firms on the left show a more diverse range of returns, with many experiencing positive or modestly negative performance. The two charts indicate that the recent market pullback has been driven primarily by mega cap stocks, while the rest of the market has remained more resilient. Overall, this shift reflects changing investor sentiment, with money rotating out of high-growth, mega-cap, and large-cap names and into smaller or more value-oriented companies. It also underscores the importance of diversification and looking beyond headline indices to understand what's really happening in the market. This slide shows how the Magnificent Seven's underperformance has impacted sector returns. The chart compares each sector's performance in Q1 2025, which is in navy, with its full calendar 2024 year return, which is in light blue. The gray shading on the left shows the S&P 500 returned negative 4.6% in Q1. As mentioned earlier, A small group of stocks nicknamed the Magnificent Seven have held back the index this year after posting strong returns last year and lifting the equity market. What stands out is that most sectors have outperformed the index this year. The navy bars show 9 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors have outperformed the broad S&P 500. 7 of those sectors have posted gains, while the other two are down less than 1%. This is a sharp contrast to last year. Last year's outperformers, including technology, consumer discretionary, and communication services, are the 3 worst performing sectors this year. It's not a coincidence that the sectors that are most exposed to the Magnificent Seven have underperformed. In contrast, sectors that underperformed in 2024 are among the top performing sectors in 2025. Sector returns highlight this year's concentrated sell-off. A small subset of companies connected to the emerging AI industry drove a large portion of the gains last year, and now they're underperforming and impacting stock market returns. While the headline S&P 500 index is down 4.6% year-to-date, the average stock is down less. The takeaway is that diversification matters. Concentrated leadership boosted the S&P 500 returns last year, but it's a headwind this year. That's why we aim to construct well-balanced portfolios across stocks, bonds, and other asset categories. This slide graphs 2 factors that will impact the S&P 500's price: forecasted earnings and valuation. The 2 lines represent different aspects of market performance. The dashed blue line graphs the S&P 500's estimated earnings over the next 12 months, while the solid navy line graphs its price-to-earnings ratio, or how much investors are willing to pay for future earnings. Starting with the dashed blue line, earnings estimates have steadily increased in the recent years. Earnings estimates declined in 2022 as the Federal Reserve raised interest rates and economic activity slowed, but since early 2023, they have steadily increased. This signals steady profit growth, a positive sign for corporate fundamentals. In contrast, the solid dark blue line shows the PE ratio has been more volatile. This is natural, as the market often swings between optimism and pessimism, impacting valuations. In late 2022, the market was willing to pay 15 times each dollar of S&P 500 earnings, with investors wary of U.S. economy tipping into recession as the Fed raised interest rates. As the rate hiking cycle progressed, the U.S. economy remained resilient and corporate earnings grew, valuations increased. The S&P 500's PE ratio peaked above 22 times in late 2024, but during the early 2025 sell-off, it pulled back to around 20 times. The yellow circle on the chart highlights this divergence. Earnings estimates have risen by 2%, while valuations have dropped by about 5%. Taken together with the previous 2 slides, this suggests the market's early 2025 decline was driven more by a weakening investor sentiment, which caused valuations to fall. In other words, earnings are forecast to fall only slightly, but investors are pricing them in more conservatively. Potential reasons include renewed concerns about tariffs, slower economic growth, and broader policy uncertainty. This slide graphs several key yields and interest rates over the past 2 years. The green line at the bottom tracks the 10-year Treasury yield, the navy line in the middle is the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate, and the top light blue line is the prime rate. Before diving into Q1 2025, it's helpful to review the broader trend. Yields and interest rates have increased significantly during the Fed's rate hiking cycle, but since the last rate hike in 2023, the two have fluctuated as market expectations of economic growth and Fed policy changed. The volatility carried into early 2025. First, focus on the 10-year Treasury yield at the bottom. The 10-year yield declined from a peak of 4.80 in mid-January to 4.15 in early March, a significant intra-quarter decline. It marks a sharp reversal from Q4 2024, when the 10-year yield rose by more than 75 basis points, or 0.75%, due to renewed inflation concerns. Several factors contributed to the Q1 reversal, including rising policy uncertainty, the potential for tariffs, and concerns about slower economic growth. That combination likely prompted investors to move money into longer maturity government bonds, which are viewed as safe havens. Bond prices rise as yields decline, which is why the Treasury bonds provided diversification benefits in Q1 and offset a portion of the stock market decline. Moving to the top of the chart, you can see how the 10-year yields movement impacted 2 key borrowing rates, the mortgage rates and the prime rate. The navy line shows mortgage rates moved with the 10-year yield. A rising 10-year yield raises mortgage rates, while a falling 10-year yield lowers mortgage rates. This is because mortgage rates tend to track the 10-year yield. When mortgage rates are still high, home buyers are starting to see some relief, especially those considering refinancing. In contrast, the prime rate moves much less. It's tied directly to the Fed's target rate, And since the Fed didn't cut rates in Q1, it remained at 7.5%. This means credit card rates, business loans, and other variable rate borrowing led to the prime rate, tied to the prime rate, haven't moved yet. It's an important distinction when planning your finances. When we talk about interest rates moving, it's important to distinguish which ones are moving and the impact on those borrowing costs. As discussed on the first slide, policy uncertainty has increased this year as the new administration rolls out its policy agenda. This slide shows how the policy uncertainty has translated into increased market volatility. The chart on the left graphs the three-component economic policy uncertainty index, measured monthly since 1995. The index tracks the level of policy uncertainty using three components: news coverage, disagreement among economic forecasts, and the number of expiring tax provisions. Historically, the index spikes during a recession and political uncertainty, such as the early 2000s recession, the 2008 financial crisis, the 2011 U.S. debt downgrade, and the 2020 COVID pandemic. More recently, policy uncertainty spiked in Q1 and is now the highest since 2020. Elevated policy uncertainty often leads to hesitation among businesses and investors, which can in turn slow down decision-making, investment, and hiring. The chart on the right graphs market volatility over the past 12 months as measured by the CBOE Volatility Index, or the VIX. The VIX uses the S&P 500 and options to measure expected stock market volatility. Volatility has risen significantly in the past year, with a notable increase in early 2025. While some volatility is normal, the recent volatility appears more closely linked to rising policy uncertainty. Markets dislike uncertainty, and until there's more clarity, market volatility could remain elevated. This slide graphs two key measures of economic sentiment, the Consumer Sentiment Index and the CEO Confidence Index. These indicators provide insight into how households and business leaders perceive current conditions and what they expect in the months ahead. Monitoring these trends helps economists, investors, and policymakers gauge potential shifts in consumer spending, business investment, and overall economic momentum. The chart on the left graphs the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index, which tracks how optimistic or pessimistic consumers feel about the economy. Consumer sentiment weakened in early in the pandemic and hit a record low in June 2022. The decline reflected concerns about rising inflation, expectations for higher interest rates, and broader economic uncertainty. Sentiment gradually recovered from late 2022 through the end of 2024 as inflation eased, economic growth exceeded expectations, and stocks set record highs. However, sentiment has turned downward again in early 2025. The reversal signals renewed concern among consumers who have been a key driver of economic growth in recent years. The chart on the right graphs the Conference Board's CEO Confidence Index, which is a measure of how optimistic business leaders are about conditions 1 year ahead. Recent years were especially volatile due to pandemic disruptions, persistent inflation, high interest rates, and geopolitical and policy uncertainty. In Q1, the index fell to 5.0%, the lowest level since October 2011. The decline signals increased caution among CEOs as they navigate changing policy, the potential for tariffs, and an uncertain economic environment. These two sentiment indicators reveal a more cautious tone among consumers and business leaders in early 2025. When sentiment deteriorates, it can have a significant impact in terms of economic consequences. Consumers may cut back on spending, while businesses may delay hiring or investment decisions. Since sentiment often precedes changes in actual activity, weakening confidence raises concerns about a potential slowdown. The market and policymakers will be watching closely for signs of this softening in the real economy. This slide presents four economic indicators that offer insight into the current state of the U.S. economy, mainly job growth, retail sales, housing starts, and industrial production. Let's examine what they reveal about recent economic trends. The chart on the left tracks monthly job growth, showing the labor market continuing to expand. Job gains slowed throughout 2024, causing unemployment to rise and leading to concerns about labor market softness. However, job growth picked up in late 2024 and early 2025, with several months exceeding 200,000 plus new jobs. This caused the unemployment rate to decline throughout the second half of 2024. This sustained employment growth points to a resilient labor market with demand for workers running up against a still relatively tight labor market. The top right chart shows the year-over-year growth in retail sales, a measure of consumer spending. Growth was strong in 2023, supported by rising wages and a continued drawdown in pandemic-era savings. However, growth slowed in 2024, an indication that while households continue to spend, they're doing so more cautiously. Potential factors include high interest rates, persistent inflation, and a return to more typical spending patterns. Consumer spending makes up almost 70% of U.S. GDP, so a continued slowdown could have implications on the broader economy. The chart on the lower left tracks year-over-year growth of housing starts, which are a leading indicator of housing activity. The housing market slowed in recent years as it struggled under the weight of high mortgage rates and decreasing affordability. Home builders were hesitant to take on new projects amid weaker demand and elevated borrowing costs, and recent policy announcements are creating more uncertainty. Tariffs and immigration policies create potential challenges for builders as they may raise material costs and decrease labor availability. However, despite the headwinds, housing starts remain above pre-pandemic levels. The chart on the lower right graphs the year-over-year growth of industrial production, which measures the total output of factories, mines, and utilities across the economy. Industrial activity was flat or declined in 2023 and 2024 as high interest rates and economic uncertainty dampened business investment. More recently, industrial output shows signs of recovery, with industrial production growing at the fastest pace since late 2022. The rebound likely reflects expectations for lower interest rates and the resolution of uncertainty after last year's election. The question is, how tariffs will impact manufacturing as 2025 progresses. Together, the data suggests that the U.S. economy is losing some momentum. However, they also show that the economy continues to expand, just at a slower pace. The labor market remains solid, and consumer spending is holding steady. The housing sector has cooled from its pandemic highs, but it still exceeds the pace from the 2010s. Meanwhile, manufacturing activity is showing renewed strength. The risk moving forward is that policy uncertainty could weigh on confidence and trigger a slowdown. Economic data will be in focus in the coming months. This slide puts the Q1 market volatility and sell-off into perspective. It combines nearly a century of S&P 500 price data to show that market pullbacks like this year are not just common, they're a normal and recurring part of investing. The top chart graphs the S&P 500's index since 1930, showing the powerful long-term compounding of returns over time. Despite various economic disruptions, including the Great Depression, oil shocks, the 2000 dot-com bubble, the 2008 financial crisis, and the COVID-19 pandemic, the S&P 500 has steadily climbed over the decades. The bottom chart focuses on annual drawdowns, or the largest peak-to-trough decline within each calendar year. These bars show the stock market experiences a pullback nearly every year, with a median intra-year drawdown of 13%. Since 1928, the S&P 500 has experienced a drawdown of 5% or more in 91 out of 98 calendar years, including 2025. This highlights a fundamental reality of investing. Market corrections are common and a normal part of the market cycle. While these periods can be uncomfortable, they serve important functions. They reset valuations and they curb speculative excesses. Without occasional declines, markets can become more dangerously overextended, increasing the risk of more severe downturns. Despite these frequent and sometimes severe drawdowns, the overall message is one of resilience and growth. The S&P 500 has traded higher over the decades despite wars, recessions, inflation spikes, and financial crises. This upward trajectory is driven by economic growth, innovation, and corporate earnings expansion. The key takeaway for investors? Volatility isn't a sign that something's broken. It's the cost of admission. Staying invested through the ups and downs has consistently been one of the most effective strategies for building wealth over time. Market declines can feel unsettling in the moment, but history shows the powerful effect of compounding returns over time. Thank you everyone for joining us, as we hope this has been insightful in the market themes our team is following as we work hard to manage your family's wealth alongside ours. For our current or prospective clients, you can always get in touch with the team by contacting us at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Planet. Please press the like button below if you enjoyed this episode and hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on all our future episodes. The team at Synergy Capital Solutions is always here for you. Reach out to us via email at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com or you can call us at 888-363-4546 or check out our website www.synergycapitalsolutions.com. Synergy Capital Solutions is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and other information referenced herein is from a source believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analysis, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or competitiveness of the information or for the statements or errors or omissions or results obtained by the use of this information. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance or relating to any way of this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purpose only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates.